007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. We're starting with a little bit of Irish news.
We are, because it's been, I suppose, the big film news of the week, and that is that Wexford author Owen Colfer will finally see a big screen adaptation of his Artemis Fowl novels with Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, you want him on your side, don't you?
Absolutely, if you want somebody there. I mean, they were optioned in 2001,
yeah,
so it's
a
kind of been a long
coming.
Wait, you know, to sort of see. But, you know, it's a good production team, really, to be sort of working on this. And I suspect they're going to be big because screenwriter Michael Goldenberg, who adapted Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, is going to write the screenplay. Robert De Niro and Jane Rosenthal are on board as executive producers. I mean, the books have already sold 21 million copies around the world. There's your fan base already.
Exactly.
Translated into 44 languages, and there's been 8 books in the series. So
I think you could call them a hit.
I think so. He's a former primary school teacher, but best of luck to him with the big screen adaptation.
Fantastic
of his work.
Now, this next director, Martin Campbell, he did a few of the Bond movies, didn't he?
He did, and some successful Bond movies as well. Casino Royale, which, you know, you'd regard as one of the best Bond movies of all time. GoldenEye as well. He also did a not-so-great movie called The Mask of Zorro, but Martin Campbell is the director's name. He's in talks to direct a Navy SEAL drama called Alpha. This is over at Paramount. Scott Frank penned the most recent draft of the script, which follows a Navy SEAL sent to South America to train dogs for combat service. Sounds a bit strange, but when his handler is captured, the seal and the dogs set out to save him. David Fincher's longtime Oscar-winning editor, Angus Wall, he did things like The Social Network, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, he's set to turn to directing as well for a thriller called Empire. The story details for this one are being kept under wraps, but it's said to be a mix of sort of Safe House and The Usual Suspects.
Okay.
So it's good to see an editor, and that has happened quite a lot as well, actually. These editors that have worked with big time directors have decided themselves to make the jump across and direct as well.
No harm at all. Now, some casting news for Sigourney Weaver. I was lucky enough to see her on stage in New York some time back, but she's heading back to the big screen.
She is an excellent actress. She's in negotiations to join the cast of the supernatural fantasy sequel The Mortal Instruments City of Ashes. This film is a planned follow up to The Mortal Instruments City of Bones, which actually hit cinemas in the States in about 3 weeks time. The film's director and at least 6 of the major cast members are slated to return. It follows a series, the film series follows a girl played by Lily Collins who discovers she is a demon slaying shadow hunter and enters a world filled with vampires, werewolves and fairies, and in the process she falls for a fellow shadow hunter as well. And Weaver's part is one where she plays a ruthless leader of the shadow hunters in the film. And the sequel they're hoping to begin in October.
Very good. Now, news of an American football movie.
You'd be a big American football fan.
Yeah, big time.
You?
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait for this one.
You know that there's a lot of baseball movies. Well, of course, there's been a lot of football movies as well, Any Given Sunday and the likes. This one is going to be about NFL player Kurt Warner, based on his autobiography, All Things Possible. Why is this big? Well, of course, it would be huge business in the States to be making a movie about such a player, because he went from stocking shelves at a grocery store and overcame various challenges to become one of the most prolific passers in NFL history, and a man some call the best undrafted player ever. Sir Kurt Warner, I suspect they might be calling it the same as the autobiography,
All Things Possible. All right. Now, we've been talking a lot over the last while about TV becoming so good, and that a lot of the big actors are now going for TV roles. They've become as important as the big screen roles. So who's the latest?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's set to star in the lead role and is executive producing a comedy pilot called Trending Down. Good name, actually. And Catherine Hahn, as well, who's in Revolutionary Road, will also star in the pilot. It's been described as a blistering attack on our youth-obsessed culture and a darkly comic examination of what it means to matter, or matter not, as it is. But they've liked the pilot. It looks like they're going to be going into a series of this. And again, you wouldn't have thought that you'd had the likes of Philip Seymour Hoffman popping up
on TV,
in a TV show. But I'm only catching up now. I've only just started watching House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, and the quality of the stuff is just amazing.
It's all changed, isn't it?
Thing. And there is another one as well, because Sam Mendes and John Logan were planning for a while to produce for the US cable network Showtime. And this is Penny Dreadful, the horror series. And they've got a cast as well. Ava Green and Josh Hartnett have been signed on to play the leads in this, what has, I suppose, been described as a psychosexual horror tale set in Victorian London. So there you go. Two other big names.
All right. Now, some great programming happening in the IFI. They've had a Dial M for Murder in 3D. They've Roman Holiday coming up too. But of course, it is a great chance to see some particular movies on the big screen. This one, especially.
Because they've been getting original prints, the 70mm prints of films, and it's been a great opportunity for people to see them. And the work of Stanley Kubrick is in that mix. 2001, A Space Odyssey. What a chance
it
to
has,
see that
You have
again.
To see it on the big screen,
you just
don't
would,
you?
Wouldn't
yeah.
you? Because, you know, it is such a big movie, and in 70mm as well. There's two screenings of it, the 17th of August and the 20th of August. You'd be lucky to get tickets for it, but I just thought I'd mention it because there is a big chance to see that movie. Just in related Irish news as well, because I was just flicking through recent funding decisions on the Irish Film Board, and I see that they've started work on the script for the Hardy books too. So who'd have thought? But there again, the film did really well at the box office. It's just recently come out on DVD and on download, and the Hardy books, it's only at script stage, but I suspect we'll be seeing a number two from that series very,
very
soon.
Good. Now, in terms of trailer watch, we have been talking about The Secret Life of Walter Mitty for a long time. The trailer's finally online.
It's finally online, and it's worth checking out because there's stunning scenery in it, mostly shot in Iceland. It's definitely got an epic feel to it, and a lot of fantastical elements. I was kind of slightly reminded of Forrest Gump when watching it. Ben Stiller stars in it. He actually also directs.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you believe any of the hype or any of the buzz that goes along with it, they're already just slightly talking about it in terms of awards.
Mm.
Now, look at this for a launch date. Christmas Day, it opens in the States. It's probably got a very good feel-good factor going on, and as you know, that's right at the end of the season for award selection.
Yeah.
So we could
They're
be talking
in there.
About The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, but the trailer's online, so do check it out.
Okay, we shall indeed check it out. Okay, new releases in our cinemas. Where are we starting?
From up on Poppy Hill, this is a Japanese animation about a group of teens who look to save their school clubhouse from the wrecking ball in preparations for the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. And then we have this one. This comes with a lot of interest, really, simply because Drive was such a big film. It's Ryan Gosling again starring in it. Kirsten Scott Thomas in it as well. It's about Julian.
She looks extraordinary.
She does. About a drug smuggler thriving in Bangkok's criminal underworld, sees his life get even more complicated when his mother compels him to find and kill whoever is responsible for his brother's recent death. Here is a clip from the movie.
Did you miss me? I missed you so much. Did you get the guy that did it? How did you kill him?
I let him go.
Get the door. Are you out of your mind?
It's a little more complicated than that, Mother.
Now sit. I know it's hard for you, emotionally. You've lost your brother. Now get up and kiss your mother.
Yeah, that is Only God Forgives. I think it's going to divide people, that one, really, Garrett. There's certainly mixed reaction in Cannes when it showed there.
Absolutely. Stylish looking, might not be to everybody's taste. I know certainly his style of acting isn't everybody's taste as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, it looks interesting. And I said, why not? Sure,
okay.
Cinema can divide as well.
Here's another sequel.
Yeah. Let's talk about dividing. The best never rest is the tagline. Red 2, retired CIA agent Frank Moses reunited unites his unlikely team of elite operatives for a global quest to track down a missing portable nuclear device. Would you ever think you could hear me say the words Bruce Willis, who was in Pulp Fiction, by the way, John Malkovich, who was great in Dangerous Liaisons, and Helen Mirren, she was good.
She won a couple of Oscars, didn't she?
She won a couple of Oscars. They're all in red too. Anyway.
Okay, we have The Conjuring.
Yes, the paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine work to help a family terrorized by a dark presence in their farmhouse. Done well at the box office. Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson starring in this one.
Then we have The Heat.
The Heat. This is Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. It's about an FBI special agent is paired up with a foul-mouthed Boston cop to take down a ruthless drug lord. Probably do well at the box office as well, comedy-wise. And then for the kids, there's Smurfs 2. And you know what you're going to get here. It's been successful little franchise so far, and it's back on the big screen again. It's for the weekend.
Very good. Your TV movie for us, what are you recommending?
Well, I liked this one. It's probably my favourite in the whole series. I mean, Mission Impossible 3.
You're right, it was really good,
yeah. Yeah, it was a kind of strong movie, and it's easy to sort of overlook it.
Yeah, because
I suppose would have been smashed in there in the middle of this sort of series. The kind of it maybe overshadows what is a good movie. Tom Cruise, very good in it. Philip Seymour Hoffman is an excellent villain in it. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is in there as well. But it's directed by J.J. Abrams. It's stylish. There's some fantastic sequences in it. If you've not seen it, give it a go because it's the best of that series. It's on 9 p.m. tonight on Network 2.
Lovely. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thank you.